With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own? Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Thursday, April 15th. Okay, it is not tax filing day, but I know I've been like a broken record on this, but please, if you make quarterly payments, today is your day. You have to make quarterly payments. If you're the kind of person who has made them in the past, you know who you are. But if you have not made those quarterly estimates and you thought, oh, I have till May 17th, no, you don't. You've got to make the first quarter today. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now about how stupid that whole idea was anyway. Today and every day, what we endeavor to do on this show is to try to take the mystery out of your financial life. We do that by answering your questions. This is really about you. That is what this show is about. We answer your financial questions. If you have one, send us an email. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. Ask Jill at jillonmoney.com. If you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. Tell us if you are willing to come on the air. And I am just so happy Mark has figured this whole system out. We can talk to you wherever you are. It's so easy. Just send us your question and say, I'd be willing to come on the air. That's what Devin did. He is on the line from the state of Washington. Devin, welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me. First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for what you guys do over at Jill on Money. Jill, Mark, and the whole team. I love it. The digestible podcast. It's easy listening. So thank you.
Well, first of all, the whole team is exactly Jill and Mark. And maybe Theo, our research assistant, is not yet 2 years old. And Trixie and Charlie, the terriers who bark in the background, they don't seem to provide a lot except a little extra barking. But thank you so much for saying that. We really appreciate it. So what's going on for you?
So, my main kind of predicament that I'm looking to get out of is I put money into an IRA last year and a Roth IRA, and I actually made gains on the money that was in the IRA, and now I don't know how to kind of legally take that out without getting
hold on a second. Hold on a second. How much money into an IRA, a traditional IRA last year?
I put $6,000 into a traditional.
Yes.
And I think I put about $1,500 or so into the Roth.
Whoops.
Yep.
Exactly. Whoopsie. How much money did you earn last year, 2020?
$173,000.
Are you single or married?
Single.
It's funny because you were not allowed to make a Roth contribution at all. So I that's number one.
Yeah. And yes.
Did you file taxes yet or not?
I have not because
of this. Thank God. Thank God. Okay. Then we're going to undo this.
Okay.
We're going to totally undo this. Where did you make these contributions? At a big brokerage house or an index, a mutual fund company?
Brokerage house, yes.
This is what you're going to do. You're going to contact the brokerage house and you're going to say to them, whoops, I made a Roth contribution and I shouldn't have. And you're going to ask them to undo that for you, aka recharacterize is what it's called. And you're going to say to them, I screwed up. I'm so sorry. And they'll figure it out. Now, The IRA had $4,000 in it. Had you made a, taken a tax deduction for that $4,000 that was in the old, in the existing IRA?
Yes.
Oh, criminy. Okay. You're also going to tell your brokerage house that you made another boo-boo. You're going to say, oh my gosh, I made too much money to actually commingle this with a deductible IRA. I think he should try to separate it now before it gets messier. We're only 1 year into it. In other words, I think you can say to the broker, so Mark's asking, hold on a second, Mark. So let's just say that he's got $4,000 of a deductible IRA. He's got the $6,000 that would be a non-deductible IRA. Because what you're suggesting is we have to recharacterize the account to make it essentially a non-deductible IRA, and then you want to convert the first $4,000, which I get. But the problem is they still have to separate it, don't they? They have to. In other words, I think it's going to be harder to do unless you separate it. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Mark and I are fighting about this. So what we think you should do is, first of all, the easiest thing is undo the Roth. The second thing is you're going to talk to the brokerage house and you're going to say, I screwed this up. And here's why. Because the original $4,000 that went into that IRA, I took a deduction for that. And were you entitled to that deduction? That's one other question. How much did you make was that from 2019 or earlier?
That was from 2019. I think I made 123.
Oh, this is actually better. Okay. Let me rephrase this. Okay. So what you have to do is you say to them, all the money that's in this IRA should be recharacterized as a non-deductible IRA. I was never entitled to take my deduction for 2019. The whole account has to be recharacterized. It's a non-deductible IRA. Now, here's the other pain in the ass. When you file this year, your 2020 returns,
yes,
you're going to have to also amend your 2019 return because you are not entitled to take a tax deduction on that $4,000.
Okay, that's because I made too much?
Correct.
Okay, and what's the threshold?
So in 2019, single, the most you could have made to take a deduction is $74,000.
Oops.
Yeah. So you're just off by $100,000. So that's really critical. And the thing for a Roth IRA, like for now, for this year even, single, you can only make a Roth IRA contribution if you make less than $140,000. But you can do backdoor Roths. So what you would want to do is you want to recharacterize this whole $10,000 account. It's going to be a non-deductible IRA. And then you're going to immediately make it a Roth IRA. You're going to actually turn it into a Roth after this is all done. So wait, do you have a retirement plan at work?
I have a 457.
How much are you putting in there?
I fulfill it the last 3 years, so 19.5.
Okay. How old are you?
30.
So here's the way that the idea of a backdoor Roth is. It's like, hey, I'm Devin. I'm 30 years old. I make too much money to make a Roth contribution, right? And I make too much money to make a deductible IRA contribution. So I am limited. I can put $6,000 into a non-deductible IRA. Then as soon as I do that, I can now turn that into a Roth IRA. That is what a backdoor is all about. You can put the money in, but then immediately you turn the switch on and you can actually turn that into Roth money.
Okay. What I've read about it. How do you turn the switch on? I guess I'm confused about that part.
When you have the $10,000 IRA account, you're going to recharacterize that and it will be turned into a non-deductible IRA. That's the most important thing. Then as soon as you do that, you can convert that. You talk to the brokerage house. You say, and now what I want to do is I want to open a Roth IRA. They may even let you keep that existing account that you have the dumb $1,500 in, but you may have to close everything out and start over. And then you want to immediately convert the $10,000 into a Roth IRA. That's it. They'll do the work for you. They know how to do the backdoor conversions. Right. You're going to have to pay the tax that's due on whatever the accumulation has been. Okay.
And I can do that. So I can do that every year. I can put the six in a non-deductible IRA and just instantly call them up and say, hey, I'd like to convert it to the Roth.
Okay. So Mark says this may even be able to be done just quickly online because a lot of the large houses allow you to do that. They say you make the money. Now, do you want to convert this? Yes. Click go. Now, it should work for you. But again, it's methodical, right? So it's this IRA with the 10 grand has to immediately turn into a non-deductible IRA. There may be some taxes to pay in doing that. And then the conversion to the Roth HAP, that's your first. So it's recharacterize, non-deductible, then to a Roth.
Perfect.
Okay. Phew. So Devin, yes. You make all this money, you put money in your 457, you'll end up putting another 6,000 into your backdoor Roth. Do you have some money in an emergency reserve fund?
Yeah, I've got about 40,000 in savings.
Great.
26 in a taxable account. I've got like 16 ounces of gold and 95,000 in crypto.
Whoa! You are a crypto guy. I like that.
It didn't start with that much. It just kind of ballooned to that much on accident.
Which crypto do you own?
I have like 1.2 Bitcoin and then a few different Chainlink and Ethereum. And
cool. Very good. Yeah. Housing. Do you rent or do you own?
I don't rent and I don't own.
That's interesting. Do you live out of your car?
Yeah. Essentially, I'm okay with that if I need to. No, I actually take care of my special needs uncle and because of that, I live rent free.
Oh, you're a good guy too? Jeez. My God. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to make the first purchase, but it's not too cheap over here in Seattle.
I know it's not. Do you need to do something for your uncle? In other words, you're the primary caretaker of him. If something happened to you, what would happen to your uncle?
My grandparents are still alive, so they would take over kind of watching him. I don't watch him for the full year. It's probably 10 months out of the year. But I've got family members that would step up, or he would probably be placed in some sort of home.
I just want to make sure, like, you know, I always say this when somebody is really relying on you, especially somebody who has needs, that we want to make sure that that person's taken care of. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that you took the time to call. Go get, fix this stuff, fix this up, this Roth, this traditional, let's get it all set. And I'm very much looking forward to getting you on the track of just that. Once every year, you make the $6,000, you immediately convert it to a Roth. It's going to be super easy going forward. So thanks for getting in touch with us. If you want to be like Devin, just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, hit the contact button and we will get your note. If you would like to come on the air, just say, hey, I want to come on the air. Isn't that easy? It's so good. Hey, our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is the best executive producer in the world. We are distributed by Cadence 13. We want to remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and to put your hands metaphorically on someone's back today. Don't forget our 2021 mantra, grit, growth, grace. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.